This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Paul, in a world that, as we all know, in the past couple of years and this year, is an unstable, uncertain place, what are you thinking about the hope of Easter in amongst all that?
Look, it's an incredible time, and particularly the last couple of months. Even in my role as state president, I took over just 3 years ago, I've had to deal with bushfires, COVID, floods, and now Ukraine is right at the centerpiece of what we're talking about. Look, I've been a Christian a long time, but I think we've got to rethink hope. Hope has been this kind of almost ethereal, yes, Jesus is our hope, almost a token phrase. Well, there's no time in history where actually making Jesus and what he did on the cross the center of hope, using that truth, I think, to go deeper in our lives so that it's not just a good message we'd preach, that we personally find hope in Jesus himself and the cross. This is the life we live. And so for me, that's a really important thought right at this time at Easter.
What do you think that would look like then, Paul? And in contrast, what do you think it doesn't look like?
I'm a really practical thinker. The shift is this. For me personally, this is what I've done. I think I have thought that I have to work on my faith in order to see things happen. I think the opposite is that we have to put our faith in God and let him work out the problem. Now, you might say, well, that sounds the same. No, it's actually worlds apart. I think in crisis, we work hard to make faith work. The rethinking of hope is to say, you know what? I don't know if we know how to work this out. So instead of trying to work faith out, I'm just going to have faith in God that he will work it out. I actually believe we've got to, in chaos, we've got to personally slow down, slow our thinking, slow our reflection. One of my strengths is I'm a problem solver, but it's also my weakness, which is the moment there's a problem, I try to solve it. I've really heard the Lord say to me, Paul, stop doing that. Let me solve some of what's going on in the world at the moment.
But some people will think, Paul, that that just sounds a little bit like doing nothing at all.
Well, then I would agree with you. So it's not because there are just some things that only God can do. So listen, I'm about, you know, I'm going to get involved in Ukraine. We had floods. I got involved in floods. It's taking the anxiety that I am the only solution out of the solution. So, yeah, sure, pick up a broom in the floods. Sure, send money to Ukraine or teams if you've got the ability to do so. It's still doing that, but it's just remembering that I can't do it all, and that at some point, faith in God to do something miraculous as well as the little bit I contribute is really important, I think, in this time in the world at the moment.
So, Paul, am I hearing you right in saying that we should remember that Jesus has done it all in his life, death, and resurrection, and we should sort of register that again with some sort of newfound significance?
Yeah, I think that's right, Ben. I want to add one thing. There's this principle that runs throughout the whole Bible, which is we are formed by God, which means we're vessels. Whatever form God has, he fills it. And whatever he feels, he gives them function. Like, that's throughout the whole Bible. But here's my weakness as a type A person who loves to work hard, is I often fluctuate between form and function. So I know I'm God's and made by him, so I quickly get to work. But here's what I regularly miss. I miss the middle bit. That in crisis, my role is not simply to say I'm God's, therefore I must do. There's a middle bit. I must allow time, space, quiet, slow down, pause in a way that Jesus fills me ready for function. And here's what I watch many people do is in crisis, we panic. So we get out and we do stuff like Ukraine, like the floods, like COVID. But actually, we've done it on an empty tank. And my encouragement to everybody today is when you're rethinking hope because of what Jesus did at Easter, pause long enough to let Jesus fill you ready for whatever crisis we might yet have to face in the coming months and years.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.